with the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. الحمد لله عز وجل. ما ديفي وزم إن شاء الله ما شاء الله عز وجل بكم towards Sindh, a place known as Dehwan Sharif. And here, the blessed shrine we have come to. I personally I've never been here before. It's my first time, and it's been many years. I've been wishing to come and visit this blessed place. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, today I've been given this grand and brilliant opportunity to visit this blessed shrine. Now, this shrine is different and unique in many ways. And one of those ways is the beauty. Yes, we've seen beauty in other shrines too, but this is completely outstanding. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. The Golden Dome is not something we generally see in this country, something we normally see towards Iraq, Iran side. But my dear viewers, whose beautiful shrine have we come to? Now remember, previously we left Punjab, and it was about a 6 or 7 hour journey. We made our way to Sindh, and here we have come to the blessed shrine of none other than Hazrat Shahbaz Lal Qalandar Rahmallahu Ta'ala. And mashallah, I have a personal a wish, a desire. I've always had this desire to come and visit them. Why? Because my name, alhamdulillah, is Shahbaz too. And I remember when I was young, the elderly, some people from the elderly, from the family, from outside too, people I wouldn't know. But whenever I would mention this, my name is Shahbaz, they would ask, what is your name? Or they would ask the parents, what is his name? And everybody would say, his name is Shahbaz. And whenever, not all the time, but many a time, and this is with some people, they would be like, Shahbaz Qalandar. This is what they would say. And to be honest, to me, this sounded really strange. Qalandar for a person in the West, is a person is not really, we're not familiar with this, are we? So it sounded very, very strange, and I thought to myself, you know, what does that mean? What does Qalandar mean? And many years, I remember later, I was still a kid, and somebody told me that Qalandar is a very high, it's a name of a very high rank. When a person is very high ranked spiritually, then they are given this title of Qalandar. And Shahbaz Qalandar was this huge saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was like, okay, wow, but it still did sound strange to me. But alhamdulillah, azza, and hopefully we shall hear more about Qalandar itself, about Hazrat Shahbaz Lal Qalandar Rahmallahu Ta'ala, about their life, about this place too, and hopefully we'll be able to take in some of his beauty, inshallah azza wa jal. Now dear viewers, we arrived here late night, early morning we can say, and this morning now, mashallah, we've come to this blessed shrine to attain and seek blessings. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. We shall very soon hear much more about them too.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. حضرت لال شهباز قلندر رحمه الله تعالى was born in the year 538 Hijri. That's about 900 or so years ago. Yes, just over 900 years ago, because we are in the year 1443. Subhanallah, 900 years ago they were born. So he's not a scholar of this age, of this era, no. But he was closer to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than he is to us. Subhanallah. It's said about them that they were not born in Pakistan. And subhanAllah, this is quite beautiful in a way, but if we were to contemplate and think over the blessed shrines we have visited, I can't say them well, I think, yes, the majority of them, they were not born within Pakistan, but they came to Pakistan. Subhanallah. And Allahu Akbar, and my dear viewers, Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar rahimahullah ta'ala, like many other saints, he too was not born in Pakistan, but rather he was born in a place known as Marwand. And this is why his name is also Lal Shahbaz Qalandar Marwandi, because he was born in a place called Marwand. And Marwand is in nowadays Azerbaijan, and he traveled from Azerbaijan and he made his way towards here. As to how he came towards here, inshallah we shall be hearing. But Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala, he was in actual fact a Sayyid. Yes, his lineage is the best of lineages. Why? Because it connects back to the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. His lineage goes back to Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It goes back to the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It's stated that he was a beautiful, a very, very handsome person. So much so that others say that the moon, in comparison to them, Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala, that the moon, it seems like it's a dead thing. It's nothing, as you would say. Is nothing in comparison to the beauty and the light which would be emanating from their face. Subhanallah. And yes, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been and are given this light, subhanallah, which comes with piety, which comes with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day, during the night. And this is something that they had attained. When they were very, very young, they had sought out knowledge, Islamic studies, and they had traveled to many different places. We have heard this of many of the ulama, many of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they had traveled far and wide. But subhanAllah, there's a beautiful story mentioned even before they were born. It said that their father, whose name was Sayyid Kabiruddin rahmallahu ta'ala, their father Sayyid Kabiruddin, it said that he once, whilst he was sleeping, he had a dream. And within his dream, he saw the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala an. And he says, Hazrat Ali, he says, oh my father, my grandfather, remember his lineage goes back to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, oh my grandfather, please pray for me. Please pray for me that I have a pious, a practicing child. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who says to him, that, O Kabiruddin, you shall have a child. You shall have a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bless you with a pious child. But this child, his name, you must keep Muhammad Uthman. So this is Lal Shahbaz Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala. He is known, famously known as Lal Shahbaz Qalandar. But in actual fact, these are his titles. His actual name was not Lal Shahbaz Qalandar, but rather his name was Muhammad Uthman. And then Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he says one other thing. MashaAllah, this is beautiful, honestly, subhanAllah, this is beautiful. He says, and he says that when this child is born, then wait for 384 days. And after 384 days, when it's safe for the child to travel, then take this child to the Haramain al-Sharifain, take this child to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and take this child to defeat the blessed shrine of Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, my dear viewers, This was Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Remember, when such companions come in a dream, it indeed is the companions, the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, he came into the dream of Sayyid Kabiruddin, the father of Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala. And what did he say to him? You shall have a child. Name your child Muhammad Uthman. Name your child after Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then not only that, he says, when your child is 384 days, then take your child towards the blessed shrine of Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, take your child to him and seek dua. Ask for Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's intercession. Allahu Akbar. Remember, Hazrat Ali, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan, the third Khalifa of Islam, both great individuals, the greatest after the Prophet, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Hazrat Umar Farooq, then Hazrat Uthman, and then Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhu. But each and every single one of these, they all had this mutual love for each other too. Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhu, he named children, even from his very own lineage, he had children by the name of Hazrat Uthman radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Because they had this respect and this love for each other. And subhanAllah, when it comes to another thing I really love, and I was, which made me really, really happy, which made me very, very happy upon reading the biography of Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar, one thing which really struck out was the love for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now yes, every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all the every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there's something special about this person. What that is, I'm not going to tell you right now, but inshallah very soon we shall hear this. And this is, Allahu Akbar, beautiful. Inshallah you will enjoy it too. Let's move on. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
As you may be able to see behind me, mashallah, what does it say? It says, Hazrat Sayyid Uthman Marwandi Qalandar Lal Shahbaz. So I've heard this name in various ways. Sometimes it said Lal Shahbaz Qalandar. Sometimes it say Shahbaz Lal Qalandar. Here we've also come across Qalandar Lal Shahbaz. These are all titles. These are all titles. You can mention them in any way or form. It doesn't really matter, to be honest. But subhanAllah, yes, the name was Uthman. And then Marwandi. Why? Because he was born in Azerbaijan in a place known as Marwand. Shahbaz, it stated, they were given this title by none other than the Imam of the Shababi Ahlul Jannah, the Sayyid of the Shababi Ahlul Jannah, the leader of the youth of paradise, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He granted them this name Shahbaz. Now the third, Qalandar, and this is the one which ever since I was young, I heard of it many times. And famous due to this personality. And what does Qalandar mean? And some say that this is in fact a title, a rank. They were Bay'ah, one of the sheikh. There's a difference of opinion as to who the sheikh was, who the spiritual guide, the peer was. It said that it was a person by the name of Shah Khizr Rumi, rahmallahu ta'ala. He was their sheikh. And he also led this silsila known as Qalandariyya. And because he was associated to this, you could say this chain, this silsila, for this reason he was known as Qalandar too. And other scholars state that Qalandar is actually synonymous with the word Sufi. Now, what is a Sufi? Many times we don't understand correctly what a Sufi is. A Sufi is not a person who wears a particular type of clothing or dress or who performs particular actions, no. A Sufi is a person who his every action is in strict adherence to the Quran and the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a person who refrains from sins and such a person who spends all his extra time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to attain a high rank. So some say Qalandar and Sufi, these are synonymous. And some of the scholars, what they say is that where a person progresses in the path of Sufism, and he attains its pinnacle. He comes towards its peak. That with the ending of this peak of being a Sufi, a person attains the rank of Qalandar. A Qalandar is in actual fact greater than a Sufi too. So this was Hazrat Ilal Shahbaz Qalandar rahmahullah ta'ala. No doubt we shall go forward and hear much more about them too, inshallah azza wa jal.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Alhamdulillah, we are at the shrine of Hazrat Sayyidina Shahbaz Lal Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala, and we have heard subhanallah about his love for traveling. Yes, he did travel when he was very, very young, but he spent most of his life actually traveling. Yes, it said that he went to Iraq. There he went to the blessed shrine of Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmallahu ta'ala, and there he was ordered by Huzuri Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, to travel and go and perform the Hajj. He went and performed the Hajj pilgrimage. He went and presented himself before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then returned to Iraq too. He had begun his studies. He traveled to many places for his studies. And it said, subhanallah, that after having studied, he became a brilliant scholar and he wrote many books which would be read in Islamic institutions all around the world. And then, subhanallah, having gone to one place, another, to Bukhara, to Balkh, all sorts of places, southern Russia, etc. And he then came towards Hind, which was known at that time as Hind, modern day Pakistan. And he came towards within this place, he came towards Sindh. And here there were many people who would be worshipping idols, many people who would associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had brought them towards the religion of Islam. Yes, he had performed tabligh. But one thing which was different between him and many other scholars too, in fact, is that we find with many other saints, many other scholars, that they would travel and then they would stop at one place. But about Hazrat Shahbaz Lal Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala, even when he did reach his destination, even when he did come to Sindh, he didn't just remain in one place, but rather he continued to travel. And he traveled most of Pakistan too, alhamdulillah. He went to Multan, he went to Lahore. It's actually stated in regards to his sheikh, in regards to his spiritual leader. Some say that Hazrat Ibrahim Qadri was his spiritual leader, and others say that he actually went and studied in Multan too, in the madrasa of Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmallahu ta'ala. He went to study there, he was a student there, he studied there. And then he also gave his hand in allegiance to Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala. But then he returned, and when he returned to Sindh, he established a beautiful university. He established such a grand institution. It said that people would travel from all over the world, all of the surrounding areas, surrounding countries, whether that be from Egypt, or whether that be from northern side, China, Russian side. People would travel towards Sindh. Why? To attain knowledge at his famous institution. And this is, subhanAllah, a lesson to take from this, is that amongst the best things a person can do in life, amongst the greatest of things, which will be both beneficial for this world and a person's akhirah, amongst the best things a person can do in life is to establish an Islamic university. If a person is to establish an Islamic university, yes, they are going to be rewarded in this world and then in the akhirah too, inshallah azza wa jal. This is such a good deed, a good act, whose reward is never ending. Its reward is continuous. And this is what they have done. And mashallah azza wa jal, up until this very day and age, they are remembered for such an act too. And if it was Hazrat Shahbaz Lal Qalandar, subhanAllah, we will be hearing more about them. Let's continue and let's move close, in fact, to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Shahbaz Lal Qalandar. This beautiful, this grand saint and sheikh, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had attained mastership, scholarship in various sciences, alhamdulillah azza wa jal.
Visit the sense, blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
We're in the city of Tehran. MashaAllah, the sun is completely bright, shining right in my face. Alhamdulillah, the place is very, very busy. And we can see behind us the mausoleum of Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar, rahmallahu ta'ala. They passed away in the year 673. And what I wish to leave you with is their last words before their demise. Now, many people, they pass away in different ways. Some are those who are listening to music and they die in a car crash, maybe. Some are those who fall off something and they die. Those in an accident and they die. Those who have been killed, possibly. Those who have been martyred. There are many different ways. Those just dying on a deathbed from illness. From my reviews of Madani channels, then there are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some who recite the name of Allah and then passed away. Some who passed away in the state of sajda. Some who passed away traveling in the past, possibly going towards the Haramain al-Sharifain. How is it that Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala passed away? It said, subhanallah, that they were speaking to the people, they were speaking to their disciples, and they mentioned some words. What did they say? They said, I have no friend. I have no dependent, no associate, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? This is what they say. And those about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ashabi kan-nujum, bi-ayyihim iqtadaytum. That my ashab, my companions, they are like the stars. Whichever one of them you follow, they shall guide you, inshallah. This is what they say, that those are my dependents, those are my friends, those are my associates, those are the people I love. And then he says, and from amongst all of the companions, every single companion he loves, but from amongst all of the companions, the Khulafai Rashidun, especially, hold a special place in their heart. My dear viewers of Madani channel, throughout their life, they praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even up until their passing away, their last breath, what was it? His speech was in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please do remember that in order for our iman to be complete, we must love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well as every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah, the city of Tehran in Sindh, the province, and we are at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Lal Shahbaz Qalandar, rahmallahu ta'ala alayhi.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
My dear viewers of the channel, we are currently in Tehran, and subhanallah, it's said about this place that there would be many people living here, but then they were all destroyed. Allahu alam as to how they were destroyed. But what remains is, and even beneath the sun this is, what remains is caves and houses where people would live. We leave this world, but our wealth shall remain behind. Now is the time to make the most use of this wealth, not just by wasting it, just by spending it, but by giving in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam states, ma naqasat sadaqatun min mal, that when a person gives sadaqah this does not diminish his wealth. Rather, this increases a person's wealth. It says that by giving sadaqah, this increases a person's life duration. By giving sadaqah, this closes the doors of 70 evils. By giving sadaqah, this protects a person from hardship. By giving sadaqah, this protects a person from a bad death. Dear viewers, give sadaqah, give charity, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give to Dawat Islami, and give generously. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.